my first bet is going to be a parlay, and I mentioned that we're I was excited earlier for skateboarding to be part of.
You're taking a fucking skateboarding bet?
I'm taking two skateboarding bets.
Oh my god.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the two in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp. He's taking another week of paternity leave. We're giving it to him. He has a couple of weeks in the bag.
Being a dad is hard.
Yeah, he's a dad.
Being a dad is hard.
We're not holding it against him. It's not NFL season yet.
No, absolutely not. Hey, you know, businesses give paternity leave. We are, we're not really a business, not yet anyway, but eventually we will be some sort of business, and businesses give paternity,
yes.
Especially, you know, here, even though Drew's technically not in California, but we operate under California rules since 2/3 of the West Coast gamblers are based in California,
yes.
And they have very generous paternity leave rules here. So we've granted Drew some paternity time to spend time with his enormously long child, who is no doubt going to be a... Do you have to see, like, I wish we should get Drew's permission to post a picture of this child on Instagram, because he is destined to be a basketball player,
large boy,
or some other sport that requires you to be lanky, maybe volleyball or I don't know, badminton. We're talking about the Olympics, so I'm thinking of obscure sports that we can potentially suggest for Colton Raphael Crookston to be involved in.
Yeah, and you're right, it is the Olympics. It's that one time every 4 years where you suddenly care about swimming and gymnastics. It's that time once again.
Well, normally you would, because it's hard enough to watch some of these sports with fans in the crowd. I mean, you know,
listen,
like diving,
yes.
Or, you know, look, there's some stuff that's exciting no matter what. Now, you can put all the big sports out there, but let's talk about, like, I don't know, I'm super stoked for skateboarding to be part of the Olympics this year.
You are?
I'm really excited. Yeah, are you not?
Are you 12 years old? Who is excited about skateboarding?
Did you not play Tony Hawk as a kid? Like, how do you not? I love watching the X Games. I've been to Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Huck Jam.
I'd rather watch trampoline.
Really? Really?
Skateboarding
okay.
is
well,
so boring to me.
I completely disagree. I think skateboarding is great. I'm excited for surfing to be involved in the Olympics this year. It's going to be a lot of fun watching some of these obscure sports, but no fans. No fans in Tokyo this year, which is going to make watching some of these more obscure sports, the ones that they're putting on at 2-3 o'clock in the morning with just no one in the crowd, that much more difficult.
That's the other thing. Tough schedule on the old West Coasters here to try and catch some of these events live and in color. It's going to be... I don't know. You're going to have to be really invested if you want to watch some of these events for the first time, because it's happening in Japan. You know who's not excited for the Olympics, Dangles? All of Tokyo.
Because yes, that is true.
They are currently in lockdown because of the COVID surges they're having, and yet they're bringing people from literally all over the world to one spot in order to do these Olympics. Now, granted, they're isolated, sleeping on cardboard mattresses. There's all that going on. But again, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, these Olympics, and I'm excited. I am excited. I am on board with the Olympics. I can't wait to watch these games. We have bets for you. 3 bets from Dangles, 3 bets from Tony, bronze, silver, and gold-themed bets. The gold medal one is sponsored by Brinks Truck themselves. It's going to be very fun to give out those 3 bets, but first, we have some house cleaning to do. First off, let me take no more time, pat myself on the back here, because yours truly predicted the winner of the Open Championship and Colin Morikawa on the last podcast. Again, we are the podcast that makes you money, and I made you money by taking Morikawa. I gave it out a plus 2,500. It was plus 3,500 a lot of places. I got a bad number. We're still counting the money in there. I'm happy. I'm not even going to tell you that I
Great
lost my nationality
Tony.
Bet because I won the whole thing.
We don't need to focus on the bets that we lost. We only need to focus on the bets that we won, like you giving out the winner, or me picking Louis Oosthuizen as the top former winner of the Open, or our special guest, Amanda Rose,
yes.
Speaking of Louis Oosthuizen, handing out Louis as the round one leader. If you're not already following Amanda Rose on Twitter, you should be at this point, because she's giving out fire on golf bets.
And as did we. I mean, we made money on every major that we did a show on. So I'm very happy with our golf coverage. I know Drew was proud of us. We made money on this show. We're gearing up for the NFL season. It's coming right around the corner. I can feel it. But before we get to the NFL, let's put a button on the NBA. Giannis, I mean, he is king.
What a performance. I mean, just an incredible last night. Talk about taking your team and just putting them on your back.
Huge.
And carrying them to the final. Chris Middleton obviously had a great game as well, and your heart goes out to Chris Paul, maybe his last chance as an NBA player to win a final, you know, a guy who's given everything to this league and you know, as a fan of sports, you know, you want to see guys like that win, and obviously it was a bummer that they didn't, but great for the city of Milwaukee. Shout out to my friend Jeremy Ratliff, the only actual Bucks fan I know in real life. I know he's excited, a Milwaukee native. Great for that city, a city that was thirsty for a championship. What more can you say about this Bucks team? I mean, and they're content with it. Like Giannis said afterward, he's like, we may not ever win another one.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We did it this time.
It's huge.
And that's what matters. I picked the Bucks to win the East earlier on this podcast. So if you followed me, you made some money
yep.
on that. I mean, what more can you say? A great finish to a very interesting NBA playoffs, and I'm sure a lot of the players are glad to be done for a while.
Yeah, I'm glad to be done too, because frankly, all that NBA was getting boring to me. I'm ready for the pigskin. This is the sport that we came into this world covering. We are built to cover this sport. It is right around the corner. Before we get there, though, Dangles, a ruling came down in the NFL recently. Very interesting ruling. Listen, this whole COVID thing and the vaccination and unvaccination and all that stuff has become very political, very like, it's my choice. This is America. I have freedom. And the NFL has said, yes, you indeed have that choice to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. But on top of that, if an NFL game is suspended or delayed, I really can't believe they came out with this. If it is suspended or delayed, they will not only give you a forfeit, give you a loss, but they will also make sure that no one gets paid for that week. And the owner and the team is meant to recoup the losses to the NFL of that lost game. TV rights, advertisements, home ticket sales, all that stuff is going to be paid for by the owner in charge. I mean, if you're not getting vaccinated, you might not make the NFL. They might simply say you're not worth the trouble of getting a loss. Because any other game, listen, if you had a QB... or Jameis Winston, let's say, who throws 30 touchdowns, but he also throws 30 interceptions. A coach might say, those 30 interceptions are going to cost me a game down the line. I'm going to cut them. If you have an unvaccinated player who might cost you a game down the line, you might not have a job anymore. It's kind of crazy that this ruling came out from the NFL. Not the moral high ground, by the way. They are doing this simply to not lose money. We get that. They're not making a statement here. They're simply covering their asses on the paycheck side. But Dangles, what do you take about this ruling?
I think it does make a statement in the process, though.
Yeah.
But even if they're not trying to, they're saying you don't have to get vaccinated. You also don't have to play in this league.
Yeah.
You don't have to be part of an NFL team. I think this is going to mean a lot for players who are, right on that make cut line. And I think if there are teams who have players that are in those margins that maybe make the 53-man roster and maybe don't, they're probably going to cut those guys if they're not really interested in getting vaccinated, because they don't want to lose the game, especially if you're talking about a contender here, and they certainly don't want to be responsible for recouping that money. I almost never agree with the NFL on things they do policy-wise, because the vast majority of things the NFL does policy-wise have a target on the New England Patriots. But this time around, I actually think the NFL is doing what might be helpful in the rest of society, which is limiting access to certain things to people who don't want to get vaccinated. That's fine. You don't have to get vaccinated. That's your call.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the rest of us are going to have to suffer. We still want to be able to do what we want to do. We still want to be able to have access to these things. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, fine. This is America. You can do whatever the hell you want. In that sense, but you don't get to play here. You don't get to play in the NFL. I think it's a way of the NFL making sure that its players who are getting vaccinated and who are doing the right thing aren't having to bend over backwards to accommodate the people that aren't, like we're having to do here in Los Angeles County, for example, with this new indoor mask mandate where everyone has to mask up inside. And somehow that's fair to all the people who have gotten vaccinated and done the right thing. Somehow we're still having to cater to these morons that won't go. And if you're someone who medically can't get vaccinated, you're not in that. You're not. I don't put you in that umbrella. But that's all I'm going to say. I actually do think this was a smart policy move on the NFL, even if they weren't trying to make a statement.
Clearly, you had to get something off of your chest there. Yeah, I feel you. And I have a...
I'm sorry. People are fucking stupid. I want to go back out.
I have a selfish question.
Get vaccinated, you idiots.
I have a selfish question. I realize this will violate every HIPAA law in the books, but as a man who takes fantasy football very seriously, I also read in this that an unvaccinated player, if they get popped with COVID, they're allowed to come back after 24 hours, two negative tests, if they're asymptomatic. That's great. It's great to know for my fantasy team that had to start Kendall Hinton at wide receiver at one point. That's great. But can I know when I'm drafting my fantasy teams if a player has been vaccinated or unvaccinated? Not to say I'm going to draft him on a moral high ground. Instead, I want to make sure my team is not going to miss 2 weeks because they get COVID in the middle of the season because it was their choice.
I think that's a great point, and I would lobby you as commissioner of one of the fantasy leagues that I participate in to choose this year's platform based solely on whether we will be updated on vaccination status for all of these players. I know it's not allowed.
Is that too much to ask? I'm just saying. You tell me what the bye weeks are. You tell me what the depth chart is. Let me know if they're vaxxed or not.
It is going to probably vex a lot of commissioners like yourself in the fantasy world over the course of this year who may feel that they need to come up with their own rule to mitigate this or at least give players an out if through no fault of their own a player tests positive for COVID.
I'm going to rule like the NFL rules. You just get a loss. Thanks for playing.
You shouldn't have drafted an idiot.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I won't be drafting: Cole Beasley. But that's beside
the
point.
No one will be drafting Cole Beasley.
Besides the
he
point.
Would not, he wouldn't make the team anyway.
Let's move on to a very exciting, only once every 4 years we get to do this, Summer
Thank goodness.
Olympics Friday 5. That's coming up next.
West Coast Gamblers.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Okay, Dangles, the Olympics are here. We are in Tokyo. 2020 Olympics happening in 2021. As of this point, it's happening. Like, they haven't suspended it. It is officially happening. There is no one there to see it happen. We're just going to be told that it is happening. I don't understand how it works. I know we have a friend in Alan Austin who is covering these Olympics. So good for Alan Austin. I'm happy to see that he's getting some work.
Is he in Tokyo?
Not in Tokyo. I believe he's...
No, he's doing...
I believe he's in a hotel in Pennsylvania. Not in Tokyo.
Ah, okay. So slightly less glamorous.
But he is covering these Olympics. Frankly, I wouldn't want to be in Tokyo either. But we are here to give you three bets each. A bronze, a silver, and a gold medal bet. Three from me, three from Dangles. Because we, as we do on this show, are going to make you money, Summer Olympic style. Dangles, you go first, my friend. There's 70,000 sports to take. There's a million athletes you've never heard of before. It is time for you to make money. What is your bronze medal bet for the Summer Olympics?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay. Well, yeah, this is going to be super fun. I know nothing about any of these bets, but we're here to make you money. So
I've done research.
My first bet is going to be a parlay, and I mentioned that I was excited earlier for skateboarding to be part of the Olympics.
You're taking a fucking skateboarding bet?
I'm taking two skateboarding bets.
Oh, my God.
On the goal. Well, hear me out here, all right? I'm going to go on a gold medal parlay for the men's and women's side.
Okay.
On the men's side, Nyjah Huston is the best skateboarder in the world. He's plus 100 to win the gold for the men in the street competition. He's 26 years old. He's the highest paid boarder in the world. He's won multiple world championships at plus money, even at even money, plus 100. I'm going to jump on that. He is the heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. I see this in the same vein as picking Novak Djokovic to win Wimbledon, which is a bet that I cashed.
And this is the street edition.
This is the street edition, not the park edition. So you'll see.
They go into
you'll
a
see
park.
There are two. There's two different. I think you'll see more like half pipes and
are there
bystanders
like
that.
It'll in be the more, park, and then like it'll cars be more in the street.
I don't know if it's going to be like a map from Tony Hawk Pro Skater in that way, where there will be cars.
Does the owner of the convenience store come out and say, "Get out of here, kids"?
I hope so. It's a brand new event. I have no idea what kinds of things they're going to be bringing in. But Nyjah Huston to win gold in the men's street skateboarding event. He's plus 100 individually, but I am pairing him with female skateboarder Aori Nishimura.
Ooh.
She is not the odds-on favorite to win. She is plus 400 to win gold for the women. She's going to be playing in front of her home crowd in Japan.
Go.
She did undergo surgery on her left knee about 4 years ago, but she came back and claimed silver at the X Games in Minneapolis in 2018. I love her because she's got the home crowd behind her. So I'm going Nyjah Huston to win gold for the men, Aori Nishimura to win gold for the women, and that parlay is plus 900 combined odds. Individually, plus 100 for Nyjah, plus 400 for Aori.
Wow.
We'll see. We'll see. We're throwing darts here with the Olympics bets, and I don't know a ton about skateboarding, but the research I did suggests that I could be onto something.
I like it.
So
I like it a lot. Did you know that in the past two Olympics, the U.S. have won 46 gold medals in each of the Olympics, in Rio and then wherever the last one, London. London and Rio, 46 each. The number right now for U.S. gold medals is 44.5. And I am tempted to take the under. But that's not patriotic. That's not why we're here.
No, you can't.
We're
you
here.
Can't. The good money
we're here
is
to
on
root
the over.
For the U.S. Even though I think that under is going to hit, that is my honorable mention when it comes to these bets. Instead, my bronze medal bet is going with an over. And that is, what do we do best at these Summer Olympics? The gymnasts, yes. But the men's gymnasts aren't as good as the women's gymnasts. You know what we do good, no matter if it's a man or a woman? We get in the pool. And we swim laps around all the other countries.
Yeah.
There are 18 men's events and 18 women's events. Relays, backstroke, crawl. It's not called a crawl. It's called freestyle, breaststroke, all of it, butterfly. There's 18 events each, 36 in total. And the number for the U.S. golds is 14.5. I am taking the over at plus 110, the over 14.5 golds for the U.S. Olympic swim team, both men and women's. Over 14.5, that's my bronze medal bet. Get in the pool. Katie Ledecky, some guy
I
named
was just
Caleb.
Gonna say, yeah.
I can't wait. No Michael Phelps, but there's a new crop of young talent, including Pat Forty's daughter, that is going to win us over 14.5 golds. That's my bronze medal bet. Let's move on to the silver medal, dangles.
I feel like Katie Ledecky might just be able to take that home all by herself. I was looking for a good number on her because I love Katie Ledecky. I enjoyed watching
her
a few years ago. She's awesome. She's fun to watch. She's a great personality. And I was looking for good numbers to bet on her individually, but there was just nothing out there. I do like that. I might tail you on that. I do like that swimming bet, though. I'm going to actually drift away from the Olympics for my silver medal bet here. We're going to go to the Gold Cup that's playing this
weekend.
You're
not doing the Olympics?
Are we supposed to be doing them all in the Olympics? I thought they were just setting them up like
bronze, silver, and gold.
Bronze, silver, and gold.
You're going to the Gold Cup, so I figure that's in it enough. Go for it.
The Gold Cup, it is in it enough. All right, Sunday, the U.S. and Jamaica play one another. These are two good soccer teams in this Gold Cup. I am going to go with both teams to score and no draw. both teams to score and no draw. I think the U.S. wins this game at the end of the day. It's plus 170 for both teams to score and for it to not be a draw at the end of the day. I know it's not technically the Olympics. I did poke around in some of the Olympics bets, but all the numbers are so blown out of proportion on the men's and women's side of the Olympics. So I went to the Gold Cup instead because I'm thirsty for some more. Maybe I'm just having some flashbacks to the Euros. But U.S. versus Jamaica, both teams to score, no draw, plus 170.
Okay. All right. Let's go to my silver medal. I am staying in the Olympics like I thought we would be staying in. I am going to one of my favorite sports to watch, and not because they're in bikinis, but rather because it is an awesome TV sport, and that is beach volleyball. You may remember Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh, how they ripped apart the Olympics. Three straight gold medals for those two for the women's side for the USA. We did not win last year, last Olympics in Rio. We did not win. We got a bronze, actually, but we are coming back. I'm splitting a unit in half, and I am putting a half unit on both USA women's beach volleyball tandems to win gold. The first one being Alex Kleinman and April Ross. April Ross actually won that bronze in 2016. Alex Kleinman and April Ross together is plus 600. The other team for the U.S. is Kelly Claus and Sarah Sponchik. Don't know if that's her exact name, but I do know she represents the USA, and I do know they're plus 650. Half a unit on Kleinman and Ross, half a unit on Kelly and Sarah, plus 600, plus 650. Beach volleyball, the gold medal is coming where it's meant to be, and that is on U.S. soil. Dangles. Back up the Brinks truck. It's time for our gold medal bets.
Well, Tony, you alluded to it already. I felt like the gold medal bet for this time around has to be something patriotic. It has to be something involving gold medals. Hopefully lots of them. I like the U.S. to go over that 44.5 number for total gold medals for the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. As you said, they've done it the last two Olympics. I'm betting the over again this time around because who wants to root for the under for the U.S. gold medals, even though the money is better, and that's probably what will happen. I am betting the U.S. over 44.5 gold medals at minus 108.
Love it. I mean, you got a lot of chances to do it. Simone Biles is going to get five golds. Katie Ledecky and the swim team is going to get over 15. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can get gold in a lot of sports. Hey, you got a skateboarder getting a gold for you. There's a chance you hit that over 44.5 for sure. I hope it hits. I don't think it will, but I hope it hits. You got the over. My back up the Brinks truck gold medal bet. Listen, there is nothing better than a favorite in a tournament like this to take an early loss, an early cut on the chin, an early time where they look in the mirror and they say, everyone thinks we're the best and we didn't show it today. It's time to nut up or shut up. And that is for the USA women's soccer team. Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Julie Ertz. Right now on FanDuel, these guys are the best in the world. There is no one better than the USA women's squad in soccer. No one,
and it's not even close.
No one better. And you're talking about taking Novak Djokovic to win a major. This is even better odds for the USA women right now on FanDuel to win the gold medal is plus 105. That is a gimme bet. That's my back up the Brinks truck.
Oh, yeah.
Gold medal bet for the gold medal girls. USA women's soccer plus 105 to bring it home. Let's go, Megan Rapinoe. I'm on board. This is another sport I can't wait to watch. I am taking it home. They are angry. They have been humiliated in that first game. They lost 3-0 to Sweden. 3-0. It is time to step up, and they will. I have full faith in it.
The beast has awoken.
USA women plus 105 to win the gold medal and bring it home. And that is it for a very short podcast, but a very podcast full of winners. Six winners from the boys here at the West Coast Gamblers. I'm excited about it. 2 weeks of Olympics where I'll be waking up at 2 a.m. West Coast time to catch a live event. It's going to happen.
Did all of our bets involve at least one American? I'm pretty sure that they did. All of mine had the U.S. involved in them in some way.
I was not going to make a bet on any country that I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't know how else you do it. Maybe an honorary bet for Italy. See, for the two of us. But
I did look up Italy. I couldn't find anything on them. But Japan, actually, because I was looking up total medals for countries, Japan is at 25.5. And, of course, they are hosting this thing.
As the home country, yeah, that's a good bet, too.
But there's no home crowd. We talked about this earlier. Does that affect that bet?
That takes... I don't think it takes away from, yes, the crowd not being there is a big deal.
Huge.
But this is the Super Bowl for these athletes who otherwise compete in totally obscure sports that, you know, the vast majority of competitions for which are either like, you know, world championships for that sport or like Olympic qualifiers, you know, otherwise they're training and shit. Like this is still the biggest thing that they will do in their whole career.
Absolutely.
Some of them, you know, some of them, it's the only time they'll make it. Some of these Japanese athletes, I would imagine for that goes for every country, not just Japan.
Absolutely.
But I think just having that home field advantage, even if you're not going to have the crowd there, being at home, getting to compete in these games in front of your home country, it's got to give you an advantage a little bit. It's got to light the fire a little bit more.
I don't know if they have any home field advantage though, because I don't even think they're sleeping in their own beds. I think they have to be in the bubble with the rest of the athletes, and they don't have the fans.
Yeah.
Cheering them on, like you're playing in front
of
nobody.
But they're still in their home country. They're in a culture they understand. They're in a place that they probably know and maybe have visited. A lot of these are, if they're, you know, they're professional athletes, I'm sure they travel a lot. Most of them have, you know, been to Tokyo before. I think comparatively for, say, you know, somebody like an athlete from Chile, you know, or Honduras or South Africa, you know, coming to this country and not understanding the cultural norms and having to do the whole culture shock thing in addition to being on top of your game for the sport that you play. I mean, you know, as the Japanese athletes may not have to think about that in the same way that the other international athletes might. So I don't know. But then I think you also have to ask yourself the question, does the term home field advantage automatically build in the fact that you're going to have like support there?
Yeah.
And I think that's a question you have to answer. Is that fan support baked into the idea of home field advantage? And if it is, do the Japanese really have that much of a home field advantage?
25.5. It's a lot of gold. It's a lot of gold, Japan. Let's see if they can do it.
They usually show up, though. I mean, they're one of those countries that's just good at everything. They have athletes that excel in the major sports and in the minor ones. I feel like we typically see them. They're pretty frequent on the medal podium. I wouldn't be surprised if they hit that over. And again, I think it's as good of a dart throw as you'll find betting on the host country to take home the over on gold medals.
Last question before we wrap up the pod, Dangles. Summer Olympics, again, once every 4 years. What is the one sport? The oddball sport that you find yourself captivated by every Summer Olympics?
Man, you know, I feel like I end up watching a lot of like diving late at night.
Oh, it is great.
And marveling at just how these swimmers are able to contort their bodies and the way that they've figured out physics to get all these flips in and the tiny little splash it's really impressive. I have to say, but I mean, like I said, I'm really looking forward to skateboarding. I'm looking forward to surfing's going
to
be a lot of. I don't know why that's so wild. It's
who cares?
You know, and then there's also what else I like watching is like the shooting competitions.
Oh yeah,
are fun as well. Like the target. I don't know if it's like it's just Olympic shooting, I guess. And those folks are just nuts.
They actually,
and you get to see some obscure countries, really not obscure countries, but some countries that you don't typically see on the medal podium. They're usually the ones that have like. And weightlifting. Oh my God. I love Olympic weightlifting. Now, maybe that's because I do CrossFit and like I understand these lifts and like I'm fat, but I mean, just some of it's just, and again, it's another sport where you get to see some of these guys from like Bulgaria and Armenia and Romania and some of these countries that you don't typically see on the medal podium excelling. So, yeah, I would say like, yeah, shooting, weightlifting, and diving are probably, you know, the obscure. What about you?
I was going to say, off the shooting thing, in my research I learned that the shooting competition changed this year. For the first time ever, they're actually going to be shooting at the skateboarders as they go through the skateboarding track. But the one sport that I like watching the most, and I don't know why, probably because I feel like I could compete in it, and that is handball. I love watching handball. I don't know the rules.
Handball's
still
great.
I've watched it like 3 straight Olympics, and I'm still not sure I entirely understand the rules, but I want to play one day. So that's it for the West Coast Gamblers. Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp is on paternity leave once again. My name is Tony Cavallo. We are the gambling show that makes you money, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. And that's all, folks. That's it for the Olympics. When we come back, though, it's time for the NFL. And I cannot wait. As always, thank you for listening.
Always on black, fat stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. Know we coming for the bag. West Coast, West Coast.
to the G, West Coast Gamblers. Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. Know we coming for the game.
Sets up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith, touchdown, 85 yards!
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.